is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there free. So, again, freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here taking your phone calls. Also coming up, we'll hopefully get a chance to expound upon just the nonsense that occurred last night that led to Sam and myself and another young lady activist up here in the area being put, not in a jail cell, but being arrested and possibly facing some jail down the road here. So we'll get to that if we get a chance. But first, Rick is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Evening.
Hey, Rick, what's on your mind
tonight? This is the first time I've called. I just caught you on my computer a little while ago.
Okay, great.
I'm not sure what your free state thing is, but it sounds pretty good. I wanted to make reference to something called direct legislation.
What's that?
Whereby the people petition for the right to put issues on the ballot.
Yeah, they have that in a lot of states.
Yes. 20-something have the initiative and referendum, 18 have the recall. These three processes give the three branches of government to individuals and the collective voting populace as a whole. And to me, I perceive it as one of the last vestiges of quote-unquote democracy. It's guaranteed at the end of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that people have the right to petition. It's probably one of the most underutilized assets that we as voters have as a civic right. And I believe New Hampshire has some of these processes. However,
New Hampshire does not have, at least to my knowledge, it
doesn't have a
referendum whatsoever.
And it doesn't have a recall.
Or an initiative at all.
However, the voting is on such a frequent basis here. The governor is only in for 2 years, so the voting is on such a frequent basis that
and
you
there
don't
are hundreds
really need a recall
of so-called representatives. And so, if you're going to use the political system here, it's a little more accessible than in many other places. So, they aren't professional legislators. They're paid $100 every year, and it's easier to get new faces.
You know, and Rick, and I would say that there are advantages to democracy over sort of the kind of republic where it's less accessible to the individual. But my goal is to see the size of government shrink and to become less invasive. And my experience is that even in Florida, where I lived previously and grew up, they had an amendment process that they would use as a referendum.
The bullet train!
And they brought on a bullet train. All you had to do is get 50% plus one to amend the Constitution there in Florida, and those jackballs brought in a bullet train as an amendment. And then
did they do the smoking ban as an amendment?
Yeah, the smoking ban was too. Everything. You can't keep pigs in cages smaller than 3 square feet, or
right.
I don't know.
And everything they put forth was pretty much approved by 70% margin.
Yeah, you just put it in front of the voters, they'd say, oh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
and off they
no
go.
Smoking.
So they'd approve it, and you'd have to live by it. It's the Constitution
what
now.
What a system.
Well, the process is potentially abusable. All you have to do is look at what the Mormon Church and the Catholics did with Proposition 8 in California. However, this will be resolved as an issue because the consensus that developed through the public voting people, not the legislatures.
I would disagree with you that it'll eventually be resolved. What government does is it creates division within people, and it puts them against each other, fighting to wield the power of government against the other party so that everyone else can live the way by the values or the morals or the beliefs that I hold, regardless of anyone else's beliefs. And I don't think that's the ultimate answer. I think we can do better than that as a society.
Well, to me, it strikes me as one of the best options we've got right now. It's a genuine attempt at consensus, and it's nonpartisan.
Right, but have you considered solutions that lie beyond what government can offer? Are you only looking within the government and the possibilities that they put forward to you as options?
No, the initiative is an outright new proposal or statute or amendment.
Yeah,
the referendum
is
when the legislature refers it to the public.
And all of those are options that the government gives to the people. I mean, there's a saying that if voting worked, they would make it illegal. They give
you all of these things.
Well,
they still try to do it. 80% of the voting process is covered by two companies out of certain Midwestern states controlled by two brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all rigged. I mean,
you can watch
a video on the internet where the colleges and universities have hacked these and fixed elections, and it's simple to do. It takes about, I don't know, 2 minutes or something to fix a voting machine and send it out, and nobody would ever know. So, you know, how do you even know that all of these things that they're allowing you to vote for, that your vote's even gonna be counted?
Well, the fact that in certain states, especially out in the West, people have taken over control of their own legal processes by using the petition processes.
Right, so that's what I'm pointing out to you. People are taking control, and I'm saying that that is the problem, because government takes one group and lets it get in control of power and wield it over others. And when you wield force like that, you're taking away people's options. Right. If they're not harming anybody, I think they should be left alone.
Yeah.
Are you telling me?
Right. And it doesn't matter if you've got a consensus.
Yeah.
I don't care if 90% of the people say that Mark should be beaten and robbed in the center of town and hung from a tree. That doesn't make it right. Because you have a majority of people or a supermajority of people agreeing on some sort of violent action, and that's what the government does, is it initiates violence against peaceful people under the auspices of supposedly protecting them from violence. It does these things, and it continues to do them, and as Sam points out, it splits people into different interest groups and divides them and sicks them against one another, and they're fighting forever with one another to try to control the government, to try to control the violent monopoly, so they can have their way and force it on the other people, and then the other people redouble their efforts, and they come back and they try to take control, and it just never ends, and it contributes to people hating one another, and government divides people, and there's no way to reorganize government. There's no way to tweak it here and tweak it there to make it more friendly. It's violence.
Government doesn't want to be reorganized. I mean, they have the big government party with the left wing that, you know, wants to grow social programs and grow the government by, you know, creating all of their ideas, universal health care and all of this other nonsense. And then you've got the right wing of the big government party that wants to grow government by feeding the war machine.
Well, Democrats have been pretty good about feeding that.
The initiative and referendum are not initiated by the government. They're initiated by the people who petition.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, we've had these referendums and these kind of things for in 20 states, correct?
Initiative and referendum are about 22 to 26 states. Recalls in 18.
How many states
that don't even have these processes, the people still can petition and be acknowledged by local governments.
But how much smaller is the government in those states?
To me, size is irrelevant.
See, he's not about smaller government.
That's the issue. I don't want to force someone else to do something. These referendums are about forcing someone else to do something. Do you understand that? In Florida, they had this constitutional amendment referendum thing, and they shoved a bullet train down my throat. I didn't want a bullet train. They shoved a smoking ban down my throat. I didn't want a smoking ban. I didn't want any of these things.
They control these issues because they got the money, but that doesn't preclude that the people have the right to do
these
things.
These were the
things.
People. These were your referendums.
These were the people.
About.
They voted on it.
Look, and I understand that you said you don't care about government being small. I, for one, don't want any government around, but I'll take a smaller government over a larger one, that's for sure. The referendums haven't resulted in that happening. You're just talking about referendums being a better way to do government. And as long as you're still in the paradigm that government is acceptable, that violence, that a violent monopoly is acceptable to have, then we're not going to be able to communicate, I don't think, very effectively. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If you want more peace in the world, you can't have governments around. Period.
You can't get to peace through violence.
Absolutely. More on the way here at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. And Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy lots of different features, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them, or if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers become law enforcement officers. It's an epidemic of police brutality and murder across our society. The answer? Film the cops and put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. And check out freedomcam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. It's freedomcam.net. They do have some amazing video cameras over there, and it is they have a summer sale going on. So check them out at freedomcam.net.
So I was mentioning, speaking of cams, the guys over at LibertyOnTour.com, that right there at the top of their page right now, the FIJA outreach in New York City, well worth a watch. Sam, you're grinning. Have you seen this?
Well, I've seen the opener, which is great. I love what the guy says.
Right.
But
he essentially said they're talking to some ununiformed federal bureaucrat outside of a federal courthouse, and they ask him some sort of question like, you know, is this what you signed up for? Because basically they just finished arresting a 78-year-old man for handing out flyers, and the guy says something to the effect of, what the F you talking about?
Yeah. and he just has this shocked look on his face, like, because what Pete mentioned, you know, is this what you signed up for, to use violence against people? And he's just like, it was so far out of his context of reality that he was just stunned. And
yeah.
What the? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was really filthy mouth. Anyway, you can see that over at LibertyOnTour.com, and we're expecting to hear from the boys from Liberty on Tour at some point next week to give us an update on the fun they've been experiencing. And it has been pretty good for them so far. They sent me a link to another one of their videos that is unannounced at this point, so I got a sneak preview of that one.
Awesome.
And you saw that one too?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, it's going to be really good, where a New Jersey cop begins to intimidate in a very aggressive manner, Adam from Liberty on Tour. So look forward to that one coming soon over at LibertyOnTour.com. 800-259-9231 is the number here. You can bring up anything. Now then, last night, Sam, you've got stuff you want to go out and do here tonight because you've got a video that you're working on editing. And it's video footage from last night of what happened to us as we went to the local city council meeting after having been told many, many a time to get involved. You need to get involved in the system. There's a way to do these things. There's a way to change these laws. The cops will tell us all the time, you can't talk to us about this. We can't do anything.
Right.
Well, you could go and testify against the laws if you wanted to.
Oh, no, no. They can't do that.
They won't do that. So they always say things like, well, you need to go through the system. And there's a process and da-da-da-da-da. So we did. Sam, you decided to call for the Keene City Council drinking game. Because
right.
The fact is, if you've ever been to a city council meeting, and I'm pretty sure I can state this as a fact across the board, city council meetings are boring, boring, boring. I could barely stand the first 10 minutes of the meeting that we were in.
What's going on?
It is so bad. And we've got the raw footage from the local public access television station, and I consider just putting it up because you're going to make a nice, you know, edited
cut
piece
down,
of what happened. But I think it's important for us to go ahead and put up the raw footage as well. That way people can see that we're not playing some editing trick or whatever. But, oh, my God, if you were to actually sit and watch the first 15 minutes, you would I don't know how you can get through it.
They do
without having a drink in your hand. So that's kind of the idea.
Yeah, they do these proclamations or these thank you for your service, like retirement parties.
Yeah, which is nice.
Which
that's
is nice. But why does the public have to sit through the whole thing? I mean, you know, we would do these at lunch when I worked in private industry.
Mm-hmm.
We would do these at lunch. We would do these after hours. You could do awards. But why make the entire public sit there and wait when some people are there with so legitimate so-called business to take care before the council for this recognition? It just seems wasteful.
And it just went on and on and on. Just like they went down the list of everything this employee did the
ever
entire time
had
he'd
in
been
his
there.
Service record. Yeah, it's like they get the service record out and then make up notes from it and read it off.
Yeah, it was just so bad. Oh. So city council meetings are just incredibly dull. And so I think the idea behind the drinking game, not only was it to address the issue of the open container ordinance here in Keene, as many people have across across the country, this nonsense law that or the statute or ordinance or whatever that makes it so that you can't walk down the street enjoying an alcoholic beverage. And so that was kind of one of the points of doing the city council drinking game. But it was also to make attending a city council meeting tolerable. Or at least somewhat interesting.
Entertaining, yeah.
Yeah, to make it so that people who otherwise would normally stay the hell away from a city council meeting might actually have the incentive to come out to one and get involved at some level inside the system.
Even if it's just having an idea of what these bureaucrats are in there doing and the mm-hmm. things that they talk about and the things that they're concerned about. Yeah, getting people there is the first step.
But yet the critics are saying that we did it to annoy them, Sam. We came in there with the purpose of upsetting mm-hmm. The apple cart.
So. Yeah, I don't really agree with that. I mean, I see it like this. They have an open container ordinance that is impossible for them to enforce if you have a liberty activist who knows, you know, how to say no to searches. If you know that you don't have to consent to searches, if you know that, you know, the alcoholic beverage has to be over 0.5% in order to qualify as a, quote, alcoholic beverage, end quote, then, you know, you can do some things to sort of skirt around that and put it in a separate container and keep the container closed and on. So it's really an impossibility for the police to go out and enforce that. And the idea
against people that know what they're doing.
Yeah. And there's really no reason for it either. It's already against the law to be drunk in public. It's already against the law to harass people. That's disorderly conduct. It's already against the law if you actually were to assault somebody or, sure. you know, cause an accident on the way home because you've been drinking too much. That's irresponsible behavior, but there's no reason that just because that's an unintended consequence of drinking that everybody, even people who drink responsibly and don't cause problems, should have their rights restricted in this manner. So what I came up with was just a simple game to sort of make this point, and it wasn't even civil disobedience.
No.
Because
it wasn't a law being broken.
Yeah, the bottles were emptied out. They were washed. They were some of them were filled with water. The others were filled with non-alcoholic malt beverage. It was not O'Doul's, but one of the other ones.
Labatt's.
Yeah, non-alcoholic malt beverage. Says right on the container, less than 0.5% of alcohol, which is exactly what their ordinances mm-hmm. define as an alcoholic beverage. So to go in and create a game that shows that, you know, basically has create some fun and some entertainment value out of what the city council is doing to get people there.
It made it so much more fun than normal.
It was. Every time there was a unanimous vote, it was like, oh, unanimous, let's go.
whenever they say that they're acting as the city of Keene, the city of Keene does this, and the city of Keene does that, then you drink then. And there was a few other rules that were there. In fact,
every time they say master plan.
Yeah, that one.
That's a good one.
We didn't get far enough into the meeting to hear that one uttered. But you posted
the idea that you guys were breaking the law is fallacious. You weren't breaking the law. There is no law against doing this. And you know, the fact is, the law says that you have the right to, you know, privacy in your person and effects. Mm-hmm. And they demanded to know what was in your bottle.
Right.
And there was no reason for that.
Yep. And I asserted my right of privacy. And that's why, and you did too, Sam.
Yep.
And that's why we were arrested. We can come back with more in your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are essentially located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or, for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Head on over there and enjoy that. Plus, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that's happening next year. The Liberty Forum also happening next year. Go and learn more about both of those excellent events. Two great excuses to come up and see what it's like to be here in New Hampshire, to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, or just come up on your own sometime and experience what it's like, because it's just a great time to be around other people that understand what freedom means, to get active in a way that has heretofore been impossible in the liberty movement, simply because you just don't have the numbers where you are, do you? I know I didn't when I was down in Sarasota, Florida. There were a handful of folks that called themselves libertarians, but they weren't much in the way of activism.
Yeah, and it's not just the numbers. It's the support network. It's the dedication, the quality of the individuals as well.
Absolutely. So we get the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the activists. You know, it's a real the Free State Project is an excellent, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. It's separator, if you will. It's a filter.
Cuts the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's a great filter because in order to make the move, in many cases across the country, for me it was Florida to New Hampshire, for you Texas to New Hampshire, is a way to really separate out the activists who are most serious about getting active for freedom. So head
and the
on,
others that care about the weather.
Head on over to freestateproject.org to learn more about this exciting movement that you can get involved in. And there's so many aspects to it. It's not just about civil disobedience and non-cooperation, though certainly I like to focus on those things because I find them exciting. It's also about the people working within the system, as we attempted to do last night, try to make the system a little more fun, actually, at the same time. And they don't like that. They don't like fun around here in Keene, New Hampshire. They don't like you having a good time with their system because they must be taken seriously. It is the system.
I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah. That is what it's all about. And anytime you get the chance to laugh at them, do it. Anytime you get a chance to poke fun at them, do it. Because if people are taking them seriously, that's what they want. And if people aren't taking them seriously, if they're laughing at them, if they're they're looking at them as silly, then that it destroys their control over people.
Well, it diminishes the power that people feel, you know, this entity has over them. When you're able to sit there and laugh at them, you don't feel as controlled, as under their thumb, that sort of thing.
Right. They're just human beings. They put their pants on one leg at a time, and their crap smells too. So last night we were at this city council meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we were trying to get involved in the system, make it a little more interesting with a Keene City Council drinking game that was announced, and it was essentially the rules were laid out over at freekeene.com. You can see them there. You can see a picture of the beer bottles, which have a custom label that you came up with, Sam, that said not a beer on it.
And it is fun. It's hilarious. You're getting critiqued for the way their label was made up. You know, people are saying, well, the not a wasn't large enough.
Boo-hoo.
it looks like it says beer.
Oh, maybe it was designed that way, because this is what people don't get. I don't understand why people are so resistant to this. That is free speech, folks. That is redress of grievances. That you're supposed to have this right to be able to go in and say, you know what, I think your policy sucks, and I'm going to show you that it's impossible to go in there and enforce this, that you cannot have your police enforce this, and I'm going to show it to you in your own meeting.
The open container
law. Yeah, the open container law. There's no way for them to enforce it. If they do so, it'll be a reckless wasteful endeavor for them.
Right, because if they make an arrest and it wasn't really beer, they've got to test it. If you're going to take it to court, that is. And most people don't take things to court, which is the problem. As soon as people start taking things to court, then the government has to do work. Then the prosecutor actually has to figure out a case.
Yep.
They may not actually have a case, as it turns out. And I don't think they have much of a case in what they did to us last night, because as we were enjoying our drinking game during this incredibly dull, as they always are, city council meeting, they would do things like have a unanimous vote. We tip back these what appeared to be beer bottles. In my case, mine had water in it. I think yours might have had a non-alcoholic beverage of some sort. And so we're just tipping back these drinks. Now, point of information, the city council has drinks in front of them.
Yeah.
So
it's not like the room doesn't allow beverages.
Right. They're sitting there. There's a carafe full of water and some cups at the side of the room, and one of the counselors has a bottle of water in front of her, and she's sipping out of it. So, we don't know what's in there either, right?
No, and I've brought drinks in many times to previous city council meetings.
Yeah. So clearly that's acceptable. It was just the fact that it appeared to them as though it were perhaps alcoholic beverages, and they knew we were coming. They actually had it planned out in advance what they were going to do, because 10 minutes into the meeting, the city manager leans over to the mayor, and he says, whispers something to him. And that's
right
when
now.
That's when the mayor stops the meeting. He interrupts his own meeting, and we weren't cackling at them or making cat calls or whistling or doing anything back there. The guy that's in charge of the local public access television station told me today, he said that if they hadn't stopped the meeting, I never would have known you guys were there.
Yeah.
And so they stopped their own meeting dead in its tracks, so the so-called mayor could pick up a piece of paper with a pre-written message on it. And then I don't remember his exact phraseology, but he basically said something to the effect of alcoholic beverage containers are not allowed in these proceedings, and anyone that has them needs to leave now. And there was this silence. And Sam pipes up with, what did you say? Who are you speaking to? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Who are you addressing?
And just to try and figure out, is he talking to us, or is there somebody here with an alcoholic beverage? Because I sure don't have one.
Right. It says not a beer on it. And he kind of just sat there for a moment. He didn't know what. And if you look at
subjects are talking back. Yeah. What do we do?
Oh, yeah. And he said at one point, the public shall not speak, or something to that effect. And all of this is going to be out there soon. You're working on the video tonight. We got the footage from the local public access television station today. So you had your camera there. So we've got that angle. And the public access TV had several cameras set up. And so it kind of went back and forth for a little bit, and I pointed out loud that, look, you interrupted your own meeting, Dale, and I used his first name because, I'm a Quaker, and humans are humans, and one is not above another. And so it went back and forth for a little bit, and he basically said that, you know, you need to get out if you've got these beverage containers, and we still weren't sure who he was talking to, and you asked him to clarify, and he at one point said he started describing the people in our row, and he said the young lady in white, and then he described some other, and I said, Faisal, I think he's talking about you, and that was Michelle Seven's son.
So he insults one of the constituents.
Right. And Faisal says, I have a penis, out loud.
I mean,
brilliant.
How would Dale Pregen feel if I said, oh, I see you have a civil union. Your husband's very attractive. Yeah. I mean, what? Yeah. That's not nice. I know it's a mistake, but.
And, of course, the cops are now hovering nearby us at this time. And the police chief was there. So they had the big dog out. And you know, they wanted the police chief to do this so he wouldn't screw it up, right? So it was less likely that he would make a mistake if the police chief does the work. And so no, we weren't going to go anywhere. Heike was with us. She's one of the activists, was arrested recently. She handed her bottle over, and I don't blame her. Yeah. She's under a lot of she's got a lot of issues with the state right now.
I want to point out, though, Heike had an identical bottle to mine. We both had the same sticker on. Hers was filled with water, and when she handed it over, she was allowed to stay.
That's right.
He smelled it. He said, it's water. He gave it back to her and said, okay, you're fine. So it's Dale Pregen started out by saying that, well, you alcoholic beverage containers or things that look like alcohol beverage containers are not permitted.
Uh-huh.
So how is it that her bottle of water, which was identical to mine, was permitted?
I know how. The obedience factor. She gave it up, and so she's okay with them. But because we wouldn't give it up, because he reached for mine, he was trying to grab it from me, and I turned away. I said, no, I'm asserting my right to privacy on this. Even though it didn't even have a cap on it, I just kind of held it and turned and turned away.
I scrambled to pick up the cap and put it on mine.
I did that later after after he got up and walked away. I asserted my right to privacy.
As he walked away, he went up to talk to Dale. Well, I jumped out of my chair with a camera and went up to record their conversation. And basically he went up and said something to the effect of, well, we don't know what's in the bottles. The two of them won't tell us. One of them's water. So, you know, we don't know what to do.
Right. So they were conferring. And by the way, by this point, the local television access channel had its audio cut.
Yeah.
So
by the clerk.
Right. The city clerk essentially, now it's not illegal what she did, but it was real bad form. It pissed off the guy that runs the local TV station. He came down there in a storm. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features can include our webcam. They do include the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and chat, because our chat room's built into the very same page. The cam is a good quality with high-quality audio as well, so enjoy all of that for free at cam.freetalklive.com. But know that it is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
That's right. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of the list price. Memory Dealers also offers customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
So we're talking about the city council drinking game that has kicked off here in Keene, New Hampshire, but you can duplicate this around the country if
yes,
you'd like.
You can.
You can add a drinking game to your local city council meetings to make them that much more exciting and interesting. But we ended up getting arrested last night, Sam, after they stopped the meeting in the middle of 10 minutes in for some reason. I guess they wanted to get the beginning portion of their business taken care of before they decided to interrupt things and essentially disrupt their own meeting. But the allegation was that we were disrupting their meeting by sitting there quietly drinking things from what may have appeared at first glance to be a beer bottle, but were very clearly labeled as not a beer. So they ordered us to leave, and we didn't, and because I thought this was a public meeting. I thought that beverages were allowed here. Clearly, you're drinking them.
And the important thing to point out of all of this is after Ken came up and tried to take the beer.
The police chief.
Yeah. We don't have to consent to a search in order to attend a public hearing, a public meeting. You don't have to give up
that's what they wanted
Fourth
us to
Amendment
do.
Rights under their system in order to come to a public meeting and sit there and watch.
We didn't think we had to, but apparently we would have because we did not give up our right to privacy. because we did not consent to the search. That's why they arrested us.
Yeah, well, no, they arrested us because Dale Pregent claimed that, you know, there was disorderly conduct going on, and that was based on the claim that alcoholic beverages are not allowed in the city council meetings because that's public property.
I think you're wrong
property.
About that. I think that the disorderly conduct was, it's always disorderly conduct when they tell you to do something and you don't.
Right.
So
but
we were told to leave.
The reason that they interrupted the meeting was because Dale Pregent said that there was some kind of, you know, our rules and regulations don't allow you to do this. But mm-hmm. clearly, based on the you know, Heike being allowed to stay in the meeting with the bottle because she turned it over, that wasn't the issue.
Yeah, all the evidence that they had is that there was no alcohol.
Yeah, the issue was, let's get the free stairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they knew that we were going to be there because you'd announced it publicly in advance, mm-hmm. and they had a little cheat sheet made up for the mayor. The county attorney or the city attorney had written up a cheat sheet for the mayor for him to read.
This is the same city attorney who, you know, probably a year ago at this time, shut down the tax office so that he could claim that the tax office was shut down so that he could call the police and order us removed for disorderly conduct.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, we ended up getting arrested. We didn't go limp or anything like that.
Nope.
I didn't want to get another resisting arrest charge. I've got 7 charges now that that I'm facing. And at some point, you just have to back off a little bit.
Right.
It's only one person can only handle so much. And so they took us down into to the station. And as we were coming downstairs, the local the guy that runs the public access station was storming
Living.
In. And he was so upset because the city government people cut the audio feed. And he was telling me today, when I went to pick up the footage that they had, he was telling me that this has never happened before. That usually the only time they cut the audio is when they go into what they call a non-public session. And that's when they're dealing with things like staffing issues, employment issues, for whatever reason that's not public. So normally,
it always irks me. Look, you people are supposed to be here representing me, and then I can't find out what the business is that you're conducting?
Oh, I agree with you. It's definitely irksome, but he says this has never happened before. They've never taken a recess before, and at one point they announced that they were taking this recess, and it was at that point, it was right before we got arrested, it was at that point that the audio was cut. So the video kept going out over the local public access channel, but they jacked the audio. But that's not a problem, because you were rolling.
I got the audio.
Yep, you were rolling your camera. And so you're working diligently behind the scenes now to put together some footage, and we'll get it up as soon as we possibly can to show you exactly what went down.
The last thing I think that's worth talking about here is as we're sitting there in handcuffs, and the police chief walks away, Big John McClain coming over, the city manager, to offer us
the boss.
Offer us a few words of assistance. And what did he come up and say? Hey guys, you know you can always talk to me. I'm always available to listen.
What am I going to talk to you about, John?
I think what he wanted us to do is to, you know, oh, we're so sorry, John. We will not do this open container drinking game. We learned
really?
Our lesson. Please let us go.
I don't know. I couldn't really tell
what
his point
just,
was.
He's a total gangster there to intimidate us.
I certainly wasn't intimidated by him, but, I mean, he's done his share of threatening in the past. I mean, he's made it pretty clear what happens when you don't pay property taxes and that kind of thing. Like, and it really, it's really starting to get to me, paying all these property taxes when they won't let me vote in their system. They won't let me register to vote.
You can vote. You just don't get to vote in the way that you want to vote.
Right. With having a little bit of privacy. And it's not hassling, Mark. It's asserting a right to privacy. That's all it is.
If you're going to have voting, you need to make it so that only that people can only vote in one ward. And
that's why they have an affidavit. That you sign that says...
People lie. Are you aware of that?
That's why they have the affidavit, Mark, so that you can sign the affidavit under penalty of perjury that you'll only vote in this one location. They don't need to know where you lie your head at night in order to allow you to register to vote.
They don't
that's
need to do anything.
That's why
However,
they'll let...
you don't need to refuse to fill out their paperwork. You can vote if you want to vote, man.
No, not if I put a mailbox address on there, and not if I tell them I'm homeless. They will not let me vote, even though it's supposed to let homeless people vote. So it's not about where you lay your head down at night, because homeless people can vote. If it were about where you lived, then they wouldn't allow homeless people to vote, because homeless guy can live in one ward versus another ward versus another ward. But the point they're worried about is, will you vote in more than one ward? And I'm willing to sign a document that says, no, this is my ward. I will vote in this ward. I will not vote in any other wards. So by their own system, that should be okay. if they let homeless people vote, and they claim to. But no, that wasn't good enough for me, because they're targeting the activists. They target every single one of the activists that that had a mailbox at the local UPS store, yep. And they wouldn't allow any of them to vote either. So it wasn't just about me. It's about anybody that they can deem as being an activist. They will do everything they can to keep them out of the system. They wanted to keep me off the ballot when I tried to run for their office, and they kicked me out of their public meeting, so-called public meeting, and it wouldn't surprise me if I got a no trespass order about the city council chambers. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah, and when we went to talk to John McClain about the property taxes, he called the police on us.
Right.
Ordered us out of his office because he didn't want to answer questions. Yeah. Do you think people that him having this mercenary force that he can call out to have anyone removed from his office that's asking questions that he doesn't answer, does that make him more accountable or less?
Well, this is why we need more people here in New Hampshire doing things to throw wrenches into their system to make their life that much more difficult, because if it had been 30 people sitting in that meeting last night, I don't think anyone would have been arrested. Mm-hmm. They would have been completely helpless. Even if they'd called in the entire police force, there wouldn't have been anything they could do about that. And it wouldn't have been hard, because the place was dead. The entire meeting, these meetings are so boring that even the Politico junkies don't come out for them. I mean, the people that were at this meeting, there were 8 activists from our side of things.
There are hundreds of people that vote in every single election here, whether it's local and county elections that the average individual doesn't have the foggiest inclination as to who's running.
They don't even come out.
But these people, they don't even come, because it's more fun to stay at home and jab a fork in your ear.
There were 8, I counted while we were sitting there, there were 8 of our activist folks there. And there were 7 other people there. Now, I don't know who all of the 7 were, but I did identify at least 2 to 3 of them that I knew for a fact were city bureaucrats.
And one guy was up there getting the recognition thing, and he brought, I think, some of his family along. So there's another 2 or 3.
It was a ghost town. I mean, there was nobody in there except for the bureaucrats, basically.
Yep.
So that's it. We went down to the police station, spent a couple hours there being processed and all that nonsense, and I got processed in as Ian Freeman this time, which they wrote up all my tickets as Ian Bernard, but when I was doing the fingerprinting, they put me in as Ian Freeman. So now they've got my fingerprints in as both Ian Bernard and Ian Freeman. So.
Well, I gave them Sam Dotson, and they just forced some other name on me in order to give me the charges.
So, the charges are under the legal name, but we had nice conversations with the cops that were there, and as usual, the Keene PD I've talked about this. I think they're cut above the average cop from around the country. A lot of these guys understand that marijuana prohibition is stupid. They may not be there on all prohibition, but
I'm more concerned that these guys don't whip out nightsticks and bang you on the head.
They don't.
That's not their first order of action. It seems to me that there are police departments where that's the first thing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Sam, thanks for coming in tonight.
I know you're
going to get back to your editing deck. Appreciate that. Looking forward to seeing the actual video footage. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are as well. So that's to come soon at obscuretruth.com or actually freekeen.com. That is going
to
work.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than $1 a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.